there's five balls there. You've got ribbon. You might have to share those, because I haven't got enough. So you might have to do your writing and then carry on. For the little ones, I read, you might want to write theirs. Just rejoice always or something. Not the whole verse. And they could scratch a little bit around the edge or something. Can I just squeeze behind you a second?
I'm here for.
That's all right.
Helen.
It's nothing. James, where's your mum sitting? How many have you got here? You haven't got any things there, balls there, have you? Sorry, Kelly. Thanks for doing those ribbons. James, there's some balls there for your three.
One boy looking very lost, who's just knelt down.
Well, good morning. It's really good to be able to welcome you to Cambray Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And it's good to see some visitors with us as well. And it's wonderful to see loads of boys and girls here. My name is Alwyn. I'm the senior pastor here. And it's my privilege to welcome you here. If you are a visitor, hopefully you've been greeted very warmly at the door, but please also can I encourage you just to stay around afterwards and to chat to folk, to get to know folk here. It'd be lovely to get to know you as well. We've got a very, very different Sunday for you today. So if you've come here expecting the usual Sunday service and you're kind of going, what's going on here? Well, it's been our holiday Bible club during the week, and we've had about 90 children come in, limited numbers this year because of social distancing and bubbling and all the rest of that requirements, but it's just been great, and it's been so much fun and laughter and songs and so much going on here during the week, and so we're just really glad to be able to share that with you. So this is actually day 6 of our holiday Bible club after one day's break. So everything will be very different. Can I just encourage you to let inhibitions disappear? Okay, if you're in the seats there, you're not just an audience, just join in, and you'll find, because some of you won't be able to see the screens behind, you'll find also that the words for the songs that we've got are on your seats, and you can follow those who are doing the actions if you wish to do so, completely voluntary, but we hope you really enjoy it. And there's craft and all sorts of things to get involved in as well. Our children are gathered here at the front, who are with the Holy Bible Club, some of them away on holiday as well already, so we've only got a select number of them here. Well, just before we start, I just need to give a few announcements. Those of you who are in the church will have received our email notice sheet this week. Do have a look at it. You'll discover that there is very little on this week. Can I just say to all of you, I know that some of you have been kind of locked away in homes for a lot of the last year, but there's others of you have been exceptionally busy. And I think every one of us feels pretty exhausted at the moment. So can I encourage you, as far as is possible, to take a rest over August? Now, I say that because not everything is starting up, but most things are going to be starting up again in September. And we'd love to have people who are willingly coming forward to help us with all those things which we are starting up in September. So take a rest, and then we really look forward to you joining us in September. But there will, of course, be Sunday services going through. There's also certain prayer centrals. Have a look in the notice sheet for that as they come, as well as we go through. Also on Sundays, there will be a Sunday glow for children, but the Sunday youth will not be on. They'll be joining in the service here, so do look for the normal notices you get on during the week for what's happening on the Sunday. Just a few more things. Food bank donations. We haven't been able to do the normal food bank donations into the church, which are then taken to the food bank because of all the precautions that were needed over the period of COVID, but we can start those again, so the box will be appearing in the foyer very soon, and so do put your donations to that. Shani, who was our youth coordinator, who has gone to Italy to be one of our mission partners working for IFES in Siena. She's currently in quarantine in temperatures of 38 to 39 degrees, which sounds wonderful if you weren't living in a flat with no air conditioning. So she is struggling at the moment, and she'll be there for about 5 more days. Can I just encourage you, if you have committed to give to her directly, that you set up that standing order, whatever, to help her with that. And if you are committed to give to her through the church, and the church as a whole, we're going to give her about a third of her funds she needs, and please can you up whatever you give to the church so that we can give that to her as well. Finally, there's Heritage Open Days are coming up in September. There's various needs for volunteers. Have a look in your notice sheet and do please respond to those needs for volunteers. And just to say, after the service, because it's a bit rainy out there, we've set up the tables to serve the coffee behind us in the school. What we're going to suggest you do is, once the boys and girls are moved out of the way, is you file out there, back in through here, and go and enjoy coffee together in the courtyard area, because it should have stopped raining by then, we trust. Well, look, let me just open in prayer for us together. Lord God, I just want to thank you for gathering us here today. Thank you, Father, that together in Christ we are family. And so for those who are visiting us, and Father, for those who are here for a first time, Father, I thank you that if they know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they're brothers and sisters in Christ. So unite us together, we pray, in praise for you. Father, we do want to pray for everything that happens today. Father, glorify your name through it. Father, we pray you'd help us just to really enjoy the time here. Father, but more than that, to see the Lord Jesus Christ in it. And Father, we long that someone would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior today. So, Father, work, we pray, by your Spirit. Presence yourself amongst us for your glory. Amen.
Good morning. Morning. It's lovely to see you here. It's lovely to see all of you here again today. We're going to start our morning just like we have started every morning this week with our theme song. Normally, we would have stood up and turned round and sung it to you, but we're not going to do that for obvious reasons, so we're going to stay facing this way. We're going to sing it now. You've got the words on your sheets. I am going to allow you to stay sitting down, perhaps join in as we go through it, but we'll sing it again at the end, in which case we're expecting by then that you've got the actions and everything going on. So, children, we're going to stand up, and we are going to celebrate God.
Our God is so amazing. His love is never ending. celebrate God. Yeah, celebrate God. Our God is so amazing. His love is never ending. Beyond imagination. He's worth our celebration. He deserves the loudest noise. I don't know about you, but I can't.
Freeze, that's just to catch you out. Well, you well done, you all stopped very promptly. This is your chance to get your breath back.
Our God is so amazing. His love is never ending. Beyond imagination. He's worth our celebration. He deserves the loudest voice. I don't know about you, but I'm here today to celebrate God. In every song we sing and every game we play, to celebrate God. Always amazing, His love will never end. So everybody in this place, celebrate God. Is so amazing. His love is never ending. Beyond imagination. He's worth our celebration. He deserves the loudest noise. I don't know about you, but I came here today to celebrate God. In every song we sing and every game we play, to celebrate God. Always amazing, His love will never end. So everybody in this place, celebrate God. Celebrate God. Raise your hands up to the sky and turn your volume up to highest. Time to make some noise. Join the angels in creation, making noise and celebrating God. Celebrating God. Celebrating God. I don't know about you, but I came here today to celebrate God. In every song we sing and every game we play, we celebrate God. I don't know about you, but I came here today to celebrate God. In every song we sing and every game we play, we celebrate God. Always amazing, His love will never end. So everybody in this place, celebrate God.
Some of you are now dreading getting to the end when we ask you to join in with that one, I know. So we're going to just have a think back about our week. Oh, sorry, I'm going to try and stand still. Doesn't go well. We're going to think back over our week and think we have celebrated different things every day this week. Can anybody remember what we celebrated all the way back on Monday? Feels like a long, long time ago. Andre? We celebrated a baby boy. We celebrated a baby boy and we learnt this verse. Today.
Today.
Fantastic, good job. Then we got to Tuesday. What did we celebrate on Tuesday? This is huge big clues if you look behind me for anyone who can't remember as far back as Tuesday. Kezia?
Getting married.
Getting married. We celebrated a wedding on Tuesday, didn't we? And our verse that we learnt on Tuesday was? Jesus showed his glory. Well done. The ones at the beginning of the week, we've practiced those every day. It gets trickier for us to remember them as we go through. What did we celebrate on Wednesday? What happened on Wednesday, Zoe? Welcome home. We had celebrated a reunion. We welcomed someone home, didn't we? And our verse was... See, even I forget where we were up to that week. It was this one, wasn't it? We had to... Your brother is lost and Luke. Well done. Then we got to Thursday. Oh, what did we celebrate on Thursday with our not very helpful The Party's Here banner? What party was it? What was Jesus celebrating? Let's go with that. Josh. Jesus was celebrating Passover. So we thought about different festivals. We thought about different festivals, but we thought about Passover, which then led us to think about the Lord's Supper. And we learnt, ready? When you
eat this bread and drink from this cup,
you tell
until
he comes. Oh, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26. We get there. What did we celebrate on Friday? Not quite so long ago, but it does mean we haven't got back together to remind ourselves. What did we celebrate on Friday? What were we thinking about? Is he? We were having our... It was that big party right at the top, wasn't it? And we put it at the top for a reason, because where was the party going on? Yes, that is the story. You're right. That is the story we did. Well done, Izzy. But where? What was the party we were thinking, Simeon? In heaven. We were thinking about party in heaven, weren't we? We were thinking about the party in heaven that happens, and we were also thinking about the party in heaven that we can join. And our verse was, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels over one sinner who repents. Luke 15, verse 10. Whew. So, what are we celebrating today? Well, the way to find out is to open our envelope. Who was going to open our envelope for us today? Who hasn't opened an envelope all week? I mean, there have only been 5 of them, I appreciate, and a lot of you. go on then, Grace. Let's see what we're celebrating today. Nothing. Oh. So either I didn't do that job on my list this morning, or we're actually celebrating nothing. Today, there is nothing to celebrate. Let's hear our story from the Bible and find out why there was nothing to celebrate. So I'm going to need some people up there ready to help us. Come on, Ivy, over that side somewhere. Be brave. Be ready. So I need your help, just like we have done this week. You've got to listen out for a word. When I say it, there's a reaction I want. So when I say smelly, I want to ooh. Can you make that good noise? Smelly.
Ew.
Well done. When I say rejoice, I want to cheer.
Yeah.
Oh, that was rubbish. Rejoice. That's more like it. Those hip hip hoorayers this week have had lots of practice of cheering. And when I say earthquake, I want some of this going on. and stop. Earthquake. Okay, are we ready? It was dark. It was cold. It was smelly. Yeah. And it was damp. They had done nothing wrong, but as Paul and Silas sat in prison and watched spiders creep around and mice and rats scurry along the filthy stone floor, they decided that there was nothing better to do other than to...
So upset.
No, actually, no. They
argued and shouted at each other.
Your fault we're in here. No, it's yours.
Your fault. No, they didn't do that either.
Okay, I know. They played charades.
No, it was nothing as awful as crying, or arguing, or playing charades. They rejoiced.
Hooray!
Yeah, that's right, they rejoiced.
Hooray!
Paul and Silas sat on a cold, damp, smelly floor in prison with their feet chained to the walls, watching spiders creep around and mice and rats scurry along the filthy stone floor. They prayed and sang songs to God, while all of the other prisoners sat and listened to them.
I don't know about you, but I came here today to celebrate God.
That's right. I remember now. So, it was about midnight, and Paul and Silas continued to rejoice.
Well done.
And then something happened. An earthquake.
The earthquake shook the prison so much that all of the prisoners' chains fell off and all of the doors of the jail cells flew open. In the commotion, the jailer who was in charge of keeping all of the prisoners locked up appeared.
He looked at the prison cells. He saw all of the doors were open. He thought all of the prisoners had escaped. My life is over, he thought. I'm going to be in so much trouble for letting all the prisoners escape. He reached for his sword and was about to kill himself when Paul jumped to his feet and shouted,
"The jailer looked around. He saw that it was just as Paul said. Not one of the prisoners had escaped. They were all still there in the dark, cold, smelly, damp prison, watching spiders creep around and mice and rats scurry along the filthy and now shattered to pieces stone floor.
And so, that very night, in that same hour, the jailer cleaned Paul and Silas's wounds, was baptized along with his whole family, and took Paul and Silas to his house for a meal. He was full of joy at believing in Jesus. Later, they returned to prison where they fell into a deep sleep.
Waking up the next morning, Paul and Silas were released from the dark, cold, smelly, damp prison where they had watched spiders creep around and mice and rats scurry along the filthy stone floor. They went and told their friends all about what had happened, and they all rejoiced. Together. So there we go. Paul and Silas didn't really have anything to celebrate. In fact, most people in that situation probably would not have been thinking about celebrating at all. And we're going to have a little bit of a think about this. Now, this week, we have had quite a lot of these. I contemplated giving you some more today, but the amount of little pieces we had to pick up yesterday, it really wasn't worth it. What are they? Party poppers. And what do? They pop and... What happens when they've popped?
Confetti comes out of it.
We're pretty confident about the whole party popper thing. When we pull this, does it always work?
No.
Interesting. So we're really confident that we know exactly what is going to happen, but it didn't happen. And you see, Paul and Silas, we are all confident that we are pretty sure that if we were in prison, we wouldn't be celebrating. But Paul and Silas were not doing what we might expect. You see, that's what we expect to happen. But Paul and Silas were not doing what we would expect. What's going to happen when I pull this one? Anyone like to make a prediction? You think it's not going to work? You think it is going to work? Anyone hedging a bet somewhere in the middle? But where's the confetti? You see, the thing is, what you can see there, you could see nothing. When we did the normal one, the one we're used to, we saw confetti come out. And what we do when things are difficult is what other people see. And the impact of Paul and Silas celebrating when there was nothing to celebrate was that other people saw that they were different. It wasn't what was expected. We would expect someone in that situation not to celebrate. But they did. And that had an impact on the people around them. And it's really difficult when things are hard, when something is going on that isn't good. Other people see how we react. And the jailer and the other prisoners saw that Paul and Silas still celebrated. And that made them think. It made them think about why they celebrated. And it made that jailer believe that there was something more that he needed to believe in. Things are not always as we would expect. But the way we react to things makes a difference. And later, we're going to think a little bit about why we can react differently. But we're all going to sing a song together. We're all going to stand up and sing this song. And it's a very easy one if you don't know it. You will know it after after it's gone through the very first bit. You've got the words there. And it tells us that no matter what is going on, we can praise God. Now, we've learnt lots of sign language this week for all our Bible verses and for a lot of our songs. So I'm going to teach you the signs for one line in this song that happens lots of times. The other lines, we're not going to do any signs, but we are going to do signs for I will praise you. Okay, so this is I. Not tricky, I. Now, will, you need one finger here, and you're going to twist it. So, I will praise you. Okay, and every time we sing that line, we're going to sing I will praise you. There's a bit there where it just goes, I will, so we're going to have to do a lot of getting confused about where our finger's meant to be at that bit, but we'll be fine. Okay, so let's stand up. Let's remind ourselves that whatever is going on, we can praise God.
Thank you. raining hard, when it's all gone wrong, I'll still sing this song. I will praise you. I've been promised things that aren't happening, and I'm still waiting. I will praise you.
So it's time for us to learn another Bible verse, a verse that you will need to learn because you will need it later in your heads. So we're going to learn, as we always do, our signs for it. So our verse comes from something that Paul and Silas wrote later. They wrote this: rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. So our signs, rejoice, we should already know the sign for rejoice down here. It's this one, it's that happy sign, isn't it? Rejoice always. So always, let's get this round, goes like this, always. So we're on, rejoice always, pray, you can guess pray, no, get continually. Continually is, you need one hand like that. And you need one like this, and it moves forwards. So that's continually, okay? So rejoice always, pray continually, so from here to now, all the time, continually. Give thanks, so thank you, in all circumstances. All circumstances. It's a bit like the sign forever, but we need to move both our fingers. Okay, in all circumstances. The problem is it's got similar words in this one. So trying to remember always, continually, in all circumstances look different. It's challenging. So we've got pray always. No, sorry. Thank you, Charlie. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. And we find that in a letter called 1 Thessalonians. So the sign for a T, we put one finger against our palm. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Oh, and it's verses 16 to 18. So we know 16. No, we don't. We haven't done 16, have we? That one's 16. We've done 26. We haven't done 16. 16 to 2. So 16 to 18. Okay. Oh, I know, getting these numbers right. It's 16, 17, 18, 19, so it does make sense. So 16 to 18. Should we give it a go? Should we try and put it all together? We'll practice it again later, don't worry. So rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5. 16 to 18. Okay, well done. Now, what we would do normally on every morning this week is we would now go off around the building and we would go and do some craft and we'd go and play some games and we'd go and eat some cake. The eating the cake is going to have to wait. But we are going to do some craft and we're going to do some games. So you're going to give us 1 minute to get ourselves organised while you say hello to the people around you that you haven't said hello to yet. And then we're going to get you making something.
On the stage, and can you hold that one up for me? Just come and stand. I'm just going to get them to hold it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you just stand there, and then you can hold it up. Oh, will they be as tall as me?
Do you want me to get their attention now? You ready?
Am I ready? Yeah.
Okay. Right, let me see who is ready. Let me see who's
ready. The problem is, I think they're as bad as the children. Once they've started talking, we've got no chance. Hello. Hello, hello. Shh. Right, children, during the week you have been very good at listening to Helen. It's time to do it for one last go. For this week, anyway.
Perhaps just one last time. Good morning, everybody. Nice to see so many of you here. And I'm going to start with a slight apology because there are more of you here than we thought. So if you haven't got the materials, I do apologise. But we wanted to make sure the children had enough so that they can do it. So each day in the craft sessions, we like to make something that will then hopefully remind the children of what they've learned that day. And so today we've heard the story of Paul and Silas and how they celebrated in prison when really it would appear that they had nothing to celebrate. And so to remind us of that, we're going to decorate a bookmark with our wonderful memory verse from today from 1 Thessalonians. You all know it, but I'll just repeat it. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. So hopefully you will have one of these scratch art bookmarks. You will have one of these yellow things or possibly a lolly stick. And upstairs we did run out, but car keys or house keys will do the job just as well. Yeah, there's some spares there, James, for the children. Okay, so I'll just give you a quick rundown of what we're going to do. And my wonderful assistants here are going to hold up a couple of samples. Can you just hold them up like that, girls? So if we can pan in on the samples, that would be good. So basically, you take your piece of black art and you literally just scratch with your tool the words rejoice, always. I will give you some time at the end. So you're going to type right on your voice as best verse as best you can. And then you can decorate it a bit with squiggles and lines or possibly the links. And then the last thing you're going to do is your ribbon. I'll just demonstrate it quickly, but I will tell you again in a minute. So you'll have a piece of ribbon, you fold it over like that, put the folded end through the hole in your bookmark, make a loop, and then put the unfolded bits through it, and pull tight. I'll go through that again when I think you might have got the scratching bit done. So that's our examples. The verse, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Girls, you go and do yours now, but thank you very much. If anyone doesn't have the board, the children, there's more here. And if you don't have ribbon, I've got more ribbon.
We've all wanted to copy it, so rejoice, that middle one.
There's your rejoice always for the little ones if they just want to do that. If the little ones just want to do rejoice always, that's fine.
If you want to copy rejoice always, it's on there.
I think one of them had the bookmark, Karen.
Is it pray continually?
Pray continually.
We've got loads of them. There's not many people upstairs.
No, I pinned them from up there. You might need some more ribbon there.
Is there any more of the spreadsheets
that say the verse? Lydia and Bethany haven't got one.
Board. There we go. There's some nice bright ribbon.
Thanks very much.
I've got a tool there, Irene, you can borrow. I don't think I've got another one, though. Yeah, you can decorate it with anything else. Yeah, just grab more if you want, Jenny. If you don't have a tool, some bright spark down here's discovered nails will work as well. So you could always just use your nails or a pen. So if you're getting to the end of your writing, I'll just do the ribbon again. Just fold your piece of ribbon in half. If you haven't got a piece, just put your hand up and we'll bring you some. Fold the ribbon in half, put the folded bit through the hole in the bottom of your bookmark, make a loop, and then put the other two ends through it and pull. And that's your ribbon on the end of your bookmark. I didn't do it very well. Okay, how are my children doing down here? They're looking really good. And the nice thing is, even though you're writing the same thing, they all look quite different. So that's brilliant. Bit of creativity. Oh, I like all those stars. That looks good. Couple more minutes then, folks, to finish off. I hope the children enjoyed doing their crafts. They did get stuck in and do a really good job. Ribbon. We've got enough ribbon. Have you all got ribbon here? I don't usually bother. Yeah, just... Any of the adults still need a bit of ribbon? I've got some here. No. To scratch, that'll work if you... I'm not sure they work very well, but give it a go, Clarice. And you want to do a little bit more at home, that's fine, but we need to press on to the next exciting activity.
We do. Right, children, can you put your bookmarks down and your spiky things down? Because you will need your hands and your feet free. Because after craft, where do we go? We go for a game. And somewhere, I've lost Nick, there he is. You're going to play a game.
Good morning, and welcome to Holiday Club Games. Now, my name's Nick, and together with Viv, who's upstairs, and Izzy and Ben, we have had the privilege of running the games during the Holiday Club, and we've had a great time. But this morning, we need your help. You may have noticed when you took your bookmark that you may have also found a ball in the same place. Those balls don't belong in the back of the seat. They belong in that bucket over there. But you can't throw them to the bucket straight away. The idea is that you will throw them to a child, and they will then take them to the bucket there. Now we have here, we have six teams, I think it is. Three of them are going to go upstairs. And there you will find some balls as well in your seats. And they will walk down the aisles. In the case of upstairs, it would be the ones closest to the wall. And then you will gently throw your ball so that the children in that group can catch it. Downstairs, we will go through the aisles. Children, one group will go up this aisle and back down again. You can gently throw the balls to them. One down the center and one down this side. Now, adults, do you understand? Okay, all right, now. Now, three of the groups, these three groups, one, two, three. You go upstairs.
One group at a time, this group?
Yes. Go up the left-hand side. The first group, go up your left-hand side, this one. All right. Next group. Well, next one to the right-hand staircase. Now, okay, and the last group, choose whichever right-hand staircase as well. Not yet. I don't know. Some adults are more badly behaved than the children who have been brilliant. So, all right, now, one group over here, please. Another group here in the centre, please. You stay where you are, yes, stand up. Okay, and one group down here. Okay, if you'd like to stand up. Now, are you ready? Now, just go up, perhaps two at a time, especially down this narrow centre aisle. Catch the balls that are thrown to you and bring them back and put them into your bucket. Have you got it? Okay. Okay. Pardon? No, just stand there. All right. Okay, go. Two at a time there. Would you like to get started?
Hey,
yes.
Go,
go, go. Start. Go. Go, go, go. That's right. Shall we give them a countdown? Okay. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hooray.
Whose bucket has the most in? Doing quite well down here, mainly courtesy of this brigade throwing them off the balcony. Ooh, quite close. Right, come on, teams from upstairs, make your way down, stay separate from each other. We spent all week making sure our groups did not cross in corridors, did not go within 2 metres of each other, and now it's chaos. Okay, well done. Oh, who are you? Oh, you're the Fantastic Fireworks. Come back down to your space here. Let's have a look at that bucket. Oh, don't worry about Karen counting them. I'm just going to go with which buckets look full. We haven't got time for counting. Right, Luke, I can't stand still. There's children everywhere. You're just going to have to pan out. Let's see. Well done. Let's let those disco divas past, who don't even seem to have brought a bucket back with them. That's a worry. Okay. Upstairs. Oh. Okay. We got all our teams back. Well done. We will have a look at... We'll move these buckets out of the way, or else we're going to have chaos. Well done. As I said, that's a good, solid bucket. Good bucket full going on there. Well done. I could give you points, but we've already counted up all the team points. So, you know, you can just have the glory of winning. It's not getting added to your team points. So, downstairs, I think we can claim that this group are the winners. Let's have a look at our upstairs three buckets. Oh, I think we're going to go with glittery glow sticks. Well done. Okay, we're going to sing another song. We're going to sing Let the Adventure Begin. I think the adventure of ball throwing has now finished, but we're going to sing Let the Adventure Begin. You might recognise it, we've sung it before. It involves us standing up and moving around. You'll be pleased to know you probably haven't got enough space in your chairs to do it. Up to you. If you wish to stand up and join us with the singing, you've got the words. If you prefer to watch us jump around like crazy things, feel free. Little people, stand up. And blue t-shirt people, you don't get away with it. Oh, well done, Ivy. You're up for jumping around, aren't you? You can come and jump with us if you want, if none of them are jumping.
I'm ready to go.
Okay, we are going to have a think. So the beginning of that verse we just learnt, what were the first two words of the verse we just learnt? The grown-ups don't know either. First two words of the verse we just learnt. You've got your bookmarks in front of you that should be helping you. What were they, James?
Rejoice always.
But let's be honest. Is that an easy thing to do? Is it easy to always rejoice? So we're going to have a think. I always talk while we're getting everything out. Apologies to those of you that are trying to follow me on a camera. You've got no chance. We're going to have a think about rejoicing. You see, the thing is, we all know that life isn't always easy, is it? Those good things that we've been celebrating this week, the things that we've been thinking about births and about reunions, all of those kind of things are great things, but they don't happen all the time. But that voice tells us, that verse tells us we should be rejoicing all the time. So how? So we need to use our imagination. We're quite good at that down here. This is you. Okay? This is you. When you are full, that is a sign that you are rejoicing. Okay? So we're going to fill this with good stuff. Something good that happens that we might celebrate. So what did we celebrate on Monday? So there's some good stuff. A bit of rejoicing going on, just a little bit. What did we celebrate on Tuesday? What did we celebrate on Wednesday? A reunion. What did we celebrate on Thursday? A festival, a meal. So it's taken quite a lot of good things in there before we're rejoicing. All of those things we've been talking about, which are really, really good, but it takes a lot of them to fill us up before we are rejoicing. But you see, the thing is, it doesn't have to be like that, because that verse tells us that we should rejoice always. So here's another you. Here's another you. And this time, I'm not going to add any more good things. Okay? You need to keep an eye on that. Because rejoicing isn't actually just about celebrating good things. When things are bad, we still need to rejoice. But how do we do that? Well, we don't think about good things. We think about God. Because God is always good. Whatever else is happening, those things that are happening will never change whether God is good or not. He is always faithful. He can always be trusted. He will always love you more than anything else. So we have to be thinking about God. And if we think about God, instead of thinking about all those good things, then without us doing anything, God will fill us so that we can rejoice. We don't need good things. We don't need those to happen. We just need to focus on God. And if we focus on God, we can rejoice that He is good, that He is trustworthy, that He is the one that we are rejoicing in. Not in the things that happen, but in Him. We can praise God without those good things. We're not praising the things, we're praising God. And when we ask Him and we focus on Him and we remember how good He is and how trustworthy He is and how faithful He is, that will mean that we can rejoice. Just a little bit of God, we don't need those good things to be rejoicing with Him. And that's a really important thing for us to remember, because it's not easy. When things are tough, like they were for Paul and Silas, they didn't celebrate being in prison. They celebrated God. Just move that so that it doesn't go all over the stage. Move it a little bit. We like exploding things at Holiday Club. So remember that when things are tough. Don't think about those things. Think about God. Because He will always be worth praising. And we're going to take some time now
to talk to God and to think of people that we know who perhaps are finding things hard. You will all know people that are going through things that are difficult. Maybe they're not very well. Maybe you'll know lots and lots of situations. Maybe they're sad and they're feeling alone. And we're going to pray for them. But what I want you to do, you will all find a strip of paper in the back of your chairs. You see, you've got loads of stuff in the back of these chairs this morning. And on that strip of paper, we would like you to write a name of someone that you are going to commit to praying for. We will all pray together as well. Who perhaps is going through something tricky. Someone that we need to ask God to be close to them. We need to ask that they will be able to see his blessings even if it's hard, and that they will be able to rejoice even in the difficult times. So on those strips, you're going to write a name. We're then going to attempt. So if you are at the sides, you should have a little bit of sticky, double-sided sticky tape on the end of your piece of paper. If you're in the middle, you've got glue sticks. Upstairs, I can't remember what you've got. You've got something. But we're going to attempt to chain them together. Just along your line, not everybody's, don't panic. Just along your line, you're going to write your name, we're going to chain them together so that we have got a row of people that we are going to be praying for that are having difficult times. So find your piece of paper. I'm going to find the pieces of paper that should be spare for you and write a name. And we're going to listen to some music quietly while we do this so that once you've finished, you can be listening to the words of the song. It's a song we've listened to a few times this week.
You made a perfect world in love, made a special place for us, a place where we could live together. But we turned and walked away from the perfect plan you made for us to walk with you forever. And there was nothing we could do to make our own way back to you. Even though we let you down, you came and found us with a chance to turn our lives around. Into the world that you had made, you lift us to our feet and lead the way. Thank you for your love, thank you for your grace. Through Jesus we can walk with you again. You made a perfect world in love, made a special place for us, a place where we could live together. But we turned and walked away from the perfect plan you made for us to walk with you forever. There was nothing we could do. Thank you.
Well, those of you upstairs who are badly linking them all together, don't worry, just short strips is absolutely fine. They're very organised about it. Don't worry if you haven't finished them. Doesn't matter, don't worry about it. So hopefully you have got at least maybe just two if you came with someone else, or maybe you've joined them into a longer chain. But we are together just going to pray. So just children, we put everything down so that we're not fiddling and we're listening. We close our eyes because that helps us to concentrate on what's being said, not on what's going on around us. Dear God, we thank you that you love us all the time. We thank you that you can be trusted and that you are faithful. And for these people that we have thought of today, Lord, be close to them, we pray. May they see your blessings around them and may they look to you when it's hard to rejoice. And we pray that you will help us to keep those people in mind and help us to focus on you in our lives so that we look to you as the reason we rejoice. Amen. Amen. And we're going to sing a song that we have sung every Holiday Club service. So I'm thinking hopefully a lot of you grown-ups will remember this one. And it reminds us that we don't need to be afraid. When things are feeling bad, God is with us. So we're going to stand up and sing You Need Not Fear. And we're going to see if we've got time for a leader's challenge. We might have not have time. Hope you get...
Oh,
Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 to 18. Normally now we would do our leaders challenge, but I'm sorry, because I know I've got some very excited leaders. We are going to miss that out today because we've run out of time. Because there's something more important that I need to do. Because there are a lot of people that we need to thank. We as a team need to thank. I personally need to thank. And we're not going to miss that opportunity. Simon and Suzanne, as always, have done magic with our set, along with the team of people who were helping them last week, who were helping them on Sunday. Thank you so much. It makes a huge difference to have something like this that the children can walk into and get that wow. So thank you, Simon, Suzanne, and your band of merry helpers. I'd like to thank a team. This happens because we have a huge team of people. Some of them are here, some of them are not here. We have a team that organised the games, led by Nick and Viv. Thank you very much. We have a team that organised the craft, led by Helen, who has put in hours of prep for every craft that we do. And they have been amazing this week. Even for the first time this year, we did cooking. The first time this year, the first time ever for a holiday club. I have leaders, I have helpers that help with every team, that do the hard work down with the children. Thank you, all of you. I mean that. We also have our team that have been doing the sound all week. I know John's up there, thank you, and the vision all week. We have security out the front, making sure we're kept safe. We have those people that have been sorting out refreshments so that we have fruit every day, we have cake every day, we have drinks every day. And to those of you that made cakes or bought cakes, thank you. We appreciated it, and we ate them well. So thank you to those people. Parents, if you are a parent here who has brought your children this week, thank you. Thank you for bringing them every day, for encouraging them to be there, for encouraging us during the week by telling us how much your children were enjoying it, but also for helping us to keep things to be done safely. There's been different changes about how to bring children, how to pick children up, so thank you for bearing with us on that. Children, I want to thank you. You have been fantastic this week. You have listened when we wanted you to listen. You have made noise when you needed to make noise. You've been enthusiastic. You have behaved really well. And we have loved doing this with you. Thank you to you as a wider church. If you prayed for us at all this week, if you thought about us at all this week, thank you. Obviously, yes, we love doing this. We can't do this without your prayers and without our God. And that's where we're going to end. I'm going to ask Paul to come and pray to thank God for us for all that he has done this week.
Great. Thanks very much, Karen. Let's just bow our heads and just pray together. Father, thank you so much for this week. Thank you for all the fun that we've had. Thank you for keeping us safe. Thank you for helping us to learn about the Lord Jesus. Thank you for Karen and all her hard work as well. And we pray, Lord, that you'd help us to put our faith in Jesus as a result of this week. Please bless the children, we pray, and we thank you for them and pray that you'd help them enjoy the rest of the summer. And help us to leave, perhaps taking away those thoughts from 1 Thessalonians 5. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen.
But what we're going to do while we are singing, we're going to take our groups, a group at a time, to get their drink, their cake. I'm sorry, I'm afraid the children are going to go first. There may be limited cake left for you lot, I imagine. You're going to go in one door. You're going to get your drink and cake. You're going to go out of the other door, and you're going to come back and eat it in your pod. Okay? And we're going to give you time to get one group through before we get the next group through while we are, the rest of us here, singing the theme song. Okay, so we're going to celebrate God in everything that we do, in the songs we sing, in the games we play, in the cake we eat. We're going to celebrate God. Up you get. This is your chance to stretch your legs, attempt to do some... If you're doing the punches, please mind the people in front of you. Okay, Disco Divas and Hip Hip Hooray.
Our God is so amazing. His love is never ending, beyond imagination. He's worth our celebration. He deserves celebrate God. Yeah, celebrate God. Our God is so amazing. His love is never ending. Beyond imagination. He's worth our celebration. He deserves the loudest voice. I don't know about you, but I came here today to celebrate God. In every song we sing and every game we play, we celebrate God. Always amazing, His love will never end. So everybody in this place, celebrate God. Celebrate God. Raise your hands up to the sky and turn your volume up to highest. Time to make some noise. Join the angels and creation, making noise and celebrating God. Celebrating God. Celebrating God. I don't know about you, but I came here today to celebrate God. In every song we sing and every game we play, we celebrate God. I don't know about you, but I came here today to celebrate God. In every song we sing and every game we play, we celebrate God. Always amazing, His love will never end. So everybody in this place, celebrate God.
Chat among yourselves until you can.
Of change may rage tomorrow.